We sing number 39 in the Red Book. Father, we pray tonight, Holy Spirit, would you open our eyes to see the beauty of our Lord, that we would see Jesus revealed to us this night. God, we pray that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, and continue a work, Lord, maybe seal a work tonight as some are leaving from here this weekend. We pray, Lord, that the many things that you have brought to us, in many ways, Lord, there would be much fruit that's born from it, things that will be lasting, Lord. We pray for our children and our youth, the cottage and village tonight, Lord, as they gather for their last meeting. God, we pray that you would work in them. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We pray, Lord, as they go back into different situations, and some of them very difficult, we pray that you would cover them, that you would guard their hearts and their minds, O God, that you would keep them. Lord, continue to reveal yourself to them. Put them in places, dear God, where your name would be lifted up, where they would find encouragement, where they would find covering, O God. So we commit them to you and your blessing upon them. So, Lord, again, we ask, have your way tonight throughout this camp. We commit our ways to you now. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the last verse, and then please, we don't want to wait long tonight for you to respond if you have a testimony. So do that quickly. Verse 4.
I love that blessed name, that wonderful name, made higher than all in heaven. 'Twas whispered, I know, in my heart long ago, to Jesus my life I've given. That beautiful name, that beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name,
all the wonder of it all. We're so thankful tonight for your presence, O God. We thank you for your work in each of our lives, Lord. We thank you that you've ministered to us, you've challenged us, you've spoken to us, you've drawn us, O God. And Lord, we just praise your name. You're equipping us, you're changing us, Lord. And we're in this process as we've been taught about being sanctified and moving closer to you, Lord. And now, Lord, we want to just pray for this last night down in the village. Lord, we don't know what's going on there, but Father, we know, we intercede for those children, O God. Lord, I pray that you would move in a mighty way, O Lord. Reach these young people, O God, and draw them closer to you, God. Change their lives, even in these last moments, Lord. You are the God of the impossible. And Lord, what doesn't seem likely to us is certainly possible for you, God. And so we just praise you, we ask you, Lord God. Anoint the counselors there this last night, O God, as they minister to these girls. Lord, change lives, Father. Oh, God, we pray that you would do this for your glory, God, for your kingdom to move forward as these young people go back to where they're from, O God. You call each one, your hand is over each one. And Lord, we just pray that you would do a mighty work tonight. Yes, Lord. In your precious name, for your glory, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Do it, Lord. Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Bless our sister Mary as she speaks to the girls.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Draw these hearts, O Lord.
Yes, Holy
Spirit.
Seal Holy Spirit.
Work, O God, with the Holy
Spirit. Fall fresh tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, fall fresh.
As your kingdom come.
Come, Lord.
Yes.
Come, Lord.
Yes.
Come, Lord. Jesus. Sing number 62 in our camp book. Number 62. Would you stand as we sing?
Oh,
the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Glory to your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless the Lord. God is good. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. First, I'd like to say thank you to all of you, whether guests or staff. Thank you for coming along this journey with me. That's pretty much what it's been for me, kind of walking along with you. I'm trying to get a greater understanding of who God is, and sharing and worship and prayer and testimonies. You have blessed me. I'll speak for my wife as well. We are always richer for being here. And all of you have spoken into our lives in many different ways, not just here in the meeting room, but throughout camp. And so we thank you for that. Thank you, staff. As we've heard many people already say and express, your ministry and your service to the Lord and to us here at camp is an incredible blessing. And so for those of you who have served this period, you've been gracious and kind and smiling, even in your weariness. But you made it. Some of you, this is just a continuation, because you're going to stay on and keep going. You'll be in our prayers. But God has been good in that regard as well. And so from those who are working from the top in the office and department heads, and many that have spent many, many months in preparation for this to be possible, we don't take that lightly, and we don't want you to feel overlooked in any way. You have been an incredible blessing to us. Thank you, Brother Paul, for your leadership here, and let's continue, and as we have through this time, to lift Brother Paul in prayer, that God would continue to give him grace and meet every need that he has. Thankful for the ministers that were with us and shared throughout this period, especially Brother Gary, who's been with us for a lot of years at camp, and going back to childhood, and we've been able to reconnect. And not only do we share a calling in pastoral ministry, but we've become very good friends. And Sister Catherine, and especially my wife, who keeps me moving in the right direction, encourages me when I need it, chastises me when I need it, irons my clothes. So all of these things are... She only does that at camp, though. At home, I'm on my own. She says when we get to camp, she takes that burden off of me. So for 2 weeks, I'm blessed that way. But we're so grateful to God. What he is doing here for these many years and continues to do, because of the faithfulness of all those who come and are engaged and involved in ministry here. So we have been blessed. My family is blessed. Even though they're not here, they have been blessed through the many years. And like you, Pastor, I hope they're blessed when I go back home and they see a better father and a better husband and a better man. So I hope they benefit from these 2 weeks with me being here. There are a couple of announcements just for tomorrow. There's a lot of change happening. So if you just remember, tomorrow morning our breakfast is at 8 o'clock, so it's earlier tomorrow. The trumpets will sound at 7:30, so your clocks aren't wrong. We're just a little bit earlier. The bus will be here at 9, and so we've got to get campers and others who are traveling on the bus ready to go. And then the transition up in the village and cottage, and people that are leaving as guests. If you are here as a guest, we ask that you have your room cleared out by 10 o'clock. Make every effort to make that happen. If you need to stay here longer through the day, you're welcome to do that. but our housekeeping staff needs to make a lot of things happen tomorrow and getting the rooms ready for people who'll be coming up throughout the day and throughout the weekend. So thank you for your cooperation in that. Tomorrow morning we'll have table worship. So bring your Bibles. It will be very short because things are going to move quickly in the morning. but we'll stay at the table for worship. If you don't go to breakfast at 8, please be there at 8:30, and you can join us for that short time of devotions.